This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network and on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world tonight, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. To all the people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night, and thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Special shout out to Kathy in Sarasota, to Christine in Sarasota, to Sam the paper man out getting those papers ready, and to Joe up in South Carolina. They've all been chiming in tonight. All right. We've got our prayer intercessor, Ms. Rosemary. Good morning.
So, hi, Captain.
Yes, I'm here. It's your turn.
Sorry. I had a delay in my thing here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a 10-second delay. I forgot.
Yeah. I've only been with you 5 years. Okay, what a night, huh? I'm telling you. You know, what worries me, and I know a lot has been said, is we don't really know what Pelosi and the group decided what they came to, do we?
No. This is all speculation.
Yeah, and I'm hearing this and I'm hearing that, and it's kind of... But anyway, we know that the president did a good job. I really believe his speechwriters, I don't know, they probably were the same ones that, because they're very good, that did the big speech that he gave. Anyway, this is what I don't understand. And maybe it's me. I live in a different world here. I'm getting old. What? But this green movement, I have never heard of anything like this in my life. You know.
Okay.
Thank you. I was going to actually ask you to play that laugh machine. You know, pay everybody even if they don't work. No airplanes. The marijuana thing. What are they? When has this ever occurred in my lifetime? And they're serious, right? They're serious.
Yeah, you're going to swim to Hawaii from California.
Yeah.
Because you won't be able to take a plane.
No, won't be able to go anywhere with the way they have it. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. I just, you know, I have to hear it and hear it again. And now it's even getting worse because they add more things to it. You got to wonder, Captain, are they serious or are they doing this for a joke? Are they really serious?
They're trying to do what they can to irritate as many people as they can because they believe they're going to upset the base and are going to walk away with the next election. They realize that not everybody's going to jump onto the bandwagon with this, but they're trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody to say, you know, that this is possible. Look what we can do. But they think that it's going to inspire their base.
It's the craziest thing. You know, as long as I've lived, I have to say, I've never seen politics this weird. But anyway, if we want to use that word. But, you know, Robert E. Lee once said, both sides forget that we are all Americans. But I'm beginning to wonder, are they Americans too? I mean, I guess they are, but my goodness sakes, where they're
talking. Well, you can be a Russian and live in America and call yourself an American because most of these people are more communist than the Russians are.
Well, I believe we have the socialist, I hate to say, I won't even go there. Yeah, you're right.
By the way, I'm looking at a political cartoon, a guy holding up a sign that says, Stop Cow Farts.
Yeah, that was mentioned too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But if you got the cows, then you got the horses, you got the donkeys, right?
Yes.
So you got to include them in there. What are we going to do, ban all them too?
I don't know, but I like my beef once in a while, so I love my milk. Hey, don't touch that. I'm a milk drinker. No, I have never in my life. I mean, it's just, it's getting to be, I have surrounded by all kind of problems, but these take the cake. I don't know what's going to happen here. All we can do is pray for this country, just pray and pray and pray. But thank God, Captain, there was no government shutdown yet, you know, real shutdown. I kind of was concerned about that.
Well, we don't know that there's not going to be because the president hasn't signed this, and he could veto it, and then here we go again. We don't know. We do not know.
I have to say, I hope not, even though it does not affect me. I'm one of those that it does not affect. But I feel bad because, you know, another one right away, you know, that wouldn't be too good. But this is why we have to keep prayer and everything. And I know that there is fear in people, believe me, by my phone calls that I get, by the work I do. So I wanted to give a little something to people that are listening with fear because we can let fear get a hold of us. With me, I just laugh because I think it's all so craziness. And I do believe in prayer anyway, you all know that. But, you know, we could really be depressed when we think about the end result of some of this stuff. I mean, if you've got a brain, you could be. But I want to read something short here. And by the way, I don't know what I did with it right here. Not prepared for tonight, that's for sure. I wasn't. Well, I was a little bit sick before the show. Sorry about that. Don't forget Psalm 33. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord." Now, as far as I'm concerned, God is still Lord over this nation. And so we have that going for us. God is still with us. He's for us. And if God is for us, who really can be against us that will count? So if any of you from the left, and I know there's a lot of you, you're listening in, you really need to watch out because you need to be maybe in another country or something. I don't know. But, God is still God over this nation. We do have a lot of Judeo-Christian people now. Real quickly, let me end with this. Hope it make you feel a little better, because I know there's a lot of anxiety. I get it all the time. Be anxious for nothing. This is from Philippians. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I'll end with that one. You can look that up, and it's very powerful. It's very true. And by the way, have a great time at Mission Barbecue today. I'd rather be there than where I'm going to be, but I can't make it. But I pray that many of you will go there, and I know you're going to have a good time because I've heard about the food. I've heard about the place. Have a great time, and I'll get to you all tomorrow night. And, Captain, God bless you, and God bless America.
All righty, and good morning to TSA Tim, who just chimed in, and we hope you're doing well there, TSA Tim. And if you get an opportunity, and you can come up there to Mission Barbecue at Waters Avenue, stop on by for lunch. They got a great menu there, great food, and all sorts of stuff. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And thank you very much, Mr. Frank. Frank is on every Monday and every Friday. First two segments of the program, and we thank him very much for doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions, because there are 300,000 species of mold, but you didn't know that. And mold can cause all kinds of health issues, asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and much more. Don't put your family at risk. Now, I had a problem at my home. I called DR Mold Solutions. They took care of it, and I'll tell you what, I've been having no problems since they did the process they do, because you too can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. And we all know what that is. Anybody who's been on a cruise ship knows what that is. Now, the other thing is, just contact DR Mold Solutions by calling them at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, call them today at 727-692-9622 and ask them about their Valentine's Day special. Of course, Valentine's Day coming up on Thursday. DR Mold Solutions, where we kill mold, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, now, let's see here. Public optimism in their personal economy has hit a 16-year high under President Trump. Now, this is driving a lot of people on the other side of the aisle nuts, because according to a new survey, some 69% of those polled told the Gallup poll that they expect their personal finances to be even better next year. What's more, is the survey company says that 50% believe they're better off than just a year ago when their current economic surge was kicking in. And Gallup said that this is the first time the level has reached 50% since 2007. Now, who's trying to rain on their parade right now? Gee, the new Green Deal? Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, as we're going to call her from now on, trying to rain on your parade? You bet. And you don't go messing with things like the economy, because if it's not broke, you don't fix it. And right now, we've got some pretty good things going on here when it comes to our economy. And I will tell you that there's no doubt in my mind that there's blatant partisanship going on against President Trump when it comes to some of these newspapers and these news reporting agencies. Because just an impartial fact check on checking some of the things. Because last night, I channel hopped a little bit when the president was speaking. I had two televisions on. Actually, I had a television and a computer going. So I had the TV on all the time watching the president's speech. And then I had the computer, and I switched over to see what MSNBC and CNN were up to. And it was like they were on a different planet again. And their blatant partisanship and their misrepresentation of facts is getting to the point to where it's extremely dangerous. They are promoting an agenda that's not even close to the truth. And you're doing it intentionally. And we've just got to wake up and smell the roses and realize that these networks, some of them, are just in the tank for anybody but Donald Trump. And they will say anything, they will do anything that they possibly can. By the way, here's one of the things that they were talking about. Elizabeth Warren made an off-the-wall comment over the weekend, and they were jumping on this. They were jumping on this last night.
Every day, there's a racist tweet, a hateful tweet, something really dark and ugly. Are we going to let him use those to divide us? You know, here's what bothers me. By the time we get to 2020, Donald Trump may not even be president. In fact, he may not even be a free person.
Now, isn't that something? And I heard that mentioned by the networks, MSNBC and CBS, several times last night. But here's the deal. Elizabeth Warren said that in Iowa. I think she had probably 60 to 75 people in the room that were there to see her, and probably another 25 to 30 press people following her around. But that was it. That was it. And the... I see here. I just got somebody telling me that they want me to wish somebody a happy birthday. Well, happy birthday to Mary B. Happy birthday to Mary B, if you're listening. And your better half seems to think that you are, so there you go. All right. But, again, in talking about the misrepresentation of the facts and, you know, a lie never got in the way of anybody on the other side of the aisle, it's just unbelievable to my way of thinking. And we have to call them out on it. We have to challenge these people when they do that. Because if you don't, shame on you. Just that simple. And, of course, the president, and I'm going to tell you myself, when it comes to the border, our immigration and law enforcement officers have one of the toughest jobs in America. They are the first line of defense against drug cartels, human traffickers, and other forms of transnational crime that comes across that border, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball. It's dangerous work that keeps our community safe. The Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, ICE. And these officers are the experts when it comes to border security. They know what works. They know what doesn't. Politicians would do very well to listen to them, especially those on the left side of the aisle. Not scapegoat them to cover for Congress's own, pardon me, outdated and ineffective laws. And I get the congressional Democrats disagree, but they don't disagree because of the facts of the case that are out there that talk about areas where a wall works, and we need to be doing just that. Because amid their calls to abolish the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency altogether, ICE, it's hard for anyone to understand why the progressive left liberal socialists would not want to keep our people safe by securing our borders. And even sheriffs along the border, dozens of sheriffs who arrived on Capitol Hill yesterday to plead with the Democrats not to cut resources for immigration enforcement. Isn't that something? And, of course, the law enforcement folks that were down on the border in El Paso yesterday. You got to remember that you've got to rely on the people who do the job. Just like when it comes to the military. Don't pull people out of Syria too early. Don't pull people out of Iraq too early. Don't pull people out of Afghanistan too early. We've already seen what happens when you do that. We've already seen it. And we know. We know what will work and what won't work. And again, part of the American dream is to reach for the sky. I get it. But you have to do it. You have to do it intelligently. Don't go off half-cocked and say, well, we're going to pull 2,000 men out of Syria, and that's going to take care of that, and our allies there are going to be just fine. No, 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 no. There's way too much stuff going on there. Way too much stuff going on there. And let's see here. Oh, and the unpaid TSA. Yeah, well, the TSA got paid there, Tim. I believe they got all their back pay already, as well as everybody else. And when it comes time for the... And by the way, I don't think we're going to have another shutdown. I could be wrong, but I don't think anybody wants to have another shutdown. So the alternative is either he takes the deal that's been offered for the continuing resolution with all the details that we don't know are factual yet or not until we actually see what it is. And I've not seen it. I'm just hearing, like you are, speculation. But anyway, we're going to come back and be back with our first military and veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Tens of thousands of supporters turned out for President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again rally in El Paso, compared to hundreds for a counter rally organized by former Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
The young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name, he challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good. What I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge it.
Just before Trump's rally started, congressional negotiators said they reached a deal to fund the government and avoid another shutdown, but it's unclear if the president will support it. It only includes $1.3 billion for his border wall. But Democrats did drop their demand to limit immigration detentions by federal authorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. You know, I've got an idea for you to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck. And if you're just getting out of the military, or maybe you're getting out of one of those low-tech schools, I got a great idea to get you hit the ground running full speed ahead. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, some of you are in a dead-end job. I know that. You know that. You're going nowhere. No chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. But I've got an opportunity right here that could light your career on fire and your paycheck just fill your pockets with money. Because I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Very much in-demand job these days. Now, you want to make money? $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year in the United States without leaving the country. Want to leave the country, go overseas? Six-figure income. six-figure income. Now, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And I'll tell you what, aviation maintenance tech, that's the way to go. You will never have to look back once you become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, Chief Special Warfare Operator Edward Eddie Gallagher not only stabbed to death a teenage wounded Islamic State prisoner of war during a 2017 deployment to Iraq, but according to an officer in his chain of command, the SEAL also called in a false target coordinate to engage a mosque. Now, this is getting interesting. People are being given immunity to testify against the chief. I don't know what the truth is or isn't. But we'll just have to let this play out and see what happens. There's a lot of people, including my friend Karen Vaughn, that are saying that he's being framed. And that's possible if he upset somebody in the Iraqi side, because the Iraqis are involved in this too. That's indeed possible. Now, the Air Force still has a serious maintainer staffing position, according to the GAO office. Now, despite progress in closing an alarming shortfall in its maintenance ranks, the Air Force is still coming up short on its most experienced maintainers, according to the Government Accountability Office. There's no strategy yet to fix it, to try to figure out what the problem is and how to correct it, but I'm sure there will be soon. And the Army and Marine Corps combat units are starting to receive their brand new high-performance joint light tactical vehicles. But if war with a major power ignites in the near future, the bulk of the U.S. ground forces will still go into battle with the same Humvees that struggled to survive in the last war. And it is what it is. It is what it is. Now, it was another great night. And the president's speech outlined our military, outlined our first responders, outlined our Border Patrol people, outlined our Coast Guard, our TSA, first line of defense, was something to see. And a lot of people saw it, a lot of people heard about it, and a lot of people are still commenting about it. Now, the acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, is heading to NATO. And he's going to be, while he's there, he's going to be reassuring allies that the U.S. path on key security issues remains steady amid major policy shifts in Syria, Afghanistan, and its recent withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. So we'll see how that plays out. And the 127 ECHO program, which is rarely discussed, but involves the shifting of a greater share of the burden of waging war onto local partners while allowing Americans to retain operational control over missions, is now launching a new counterterrorism strategy. And we might see that employed in South America, Central America, and perhaps even in Venezuela, as the Organization of American States and their member countries are apparently trying to put together some sort of force in the event it's needed in Venezuela. Now, U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces have launched a final push to defeat the Islamic State group in the last tiny pocket the extremists hold in eastern Syria. And it is literally one of those situations where the ISIS fighters are fighting to the very bitter end and going out in a blaze of glory. Explosions and firefights and mortar rounds and IEDs and you name it all going on. And it's not just men, it's the women, too, that are involved in this. Casualties on the ISIS side are very heavy. And there's a lot of people that are just choosing to go see their 70 virgins, if you will. Now, the Trump administration's special envoy for Afghanistan is returning to the country after stops in Europe and the Middle East for an extended diplomatic tour aimed at pushing the U.S. peace initiative. Now, what's going to happen there? I don't know, but we're getting closer to some sort of arrangement in Afghanistan. As far as what it's going to be, I don't think we really know. I don't think we really know. And with an eye towards identifying possible opioid and other drug abuse problems in military patients, Defense Health officials have launched a program to monitor these prescriptions by sharing information between the military system and civilian providers and pharmacies to see if people are going off base and taking their prescriptions and getting them filled elsewhere. By the way, the Army R&D chief is saying that he doesn't think we went far enough, Major General Cedric Wins, but Futures Command can. Now, we'll see what Major General Cedric Wins does with the Futures Command as they are trying to get things ramped up and ready to go and making things for the future look that much better. By the way, another hero of Afghanistan's notorious combat outpost, Keating, will have his Silver Star elevated to the military's second highest award for valor, the Distinguished Service Cross, according to a release from the 173rd Airborne Brigade. And that's a good thing. I don't have the soldier's name or I tell you right now, but it's just one of those headlines that came out in terms of a headline story. And the Army is still looking to expand its credentialing program later this year. The Army's push to create a credentialing program that lets soldiers translate their skills into civilian job qualifications. The service launched a pilot program in Texas last year, and the plan is to expand it over the next couple of years, according to the Sergeant Major of the Army, Dan Daly. And we'll see how all that plays out. Also, soldiers are firing off a Spider-Man-like net from grenades to down enemy drones, and we'll tell you more about that in the next hour as the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back right after this break, and we're going to be telling you about the highways and byways, because, again, if you're going east into the northeast and central part of the U.S., I-80, I-90, I-94, it's going to be an adventure tonight and tomorrow, for sure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, Moving On, the theme for Moving On, Will and Sonny, years ago, before BJ and the Bear, and that was one of the most popular trucking programs ever on television. Well, here we go. Hazardous travel across wide swaths of the western, central, and eastern United States are in store today and tomorrow as a big-time storm system is bringing areas of heavy snow, significant ice, heavy rain with potential for flash flooding from the central plains to the mid-south into the middle Atlantic and the northeastern and New England part of the country. Now, it's just another in a series of western storms which are producing low elevation snow across the west right now and several additional feet of mountain snow. I'll get into that in just a second. Areas of high winds out west. Got to tell you what's going on right now east of, we'll start in North Dakota. First of all, eastern Montana and North Dakota, until you get to the eastern part of North Dakota, Fargo north on up to, towards Minot, you're going to have snow. But Minnesota, the snow that was there pretty much moved off to the east, northeast of Minnesota and the southeast of Minnesota. However, in Wisconsin, you have a winter storm warning up for the entire state of Wisconsin, the northern part of Michigan, both between Lake Superior and Lake Michigan, and the northern half up above Detroit of the Michigan Peninsula. Now, you will have snow in Iowa. There's a winter storm warning up from Des Moines east all the way into the northwestern part of Illinois tonight. Snow flurries across half of Illinois. Down to, maybe Springfield, down that far. And then northern Missouri, you've got snow there in the northern part of Missouri. Northern Indiana, snow there, certainly across I-90. And you've certainly got snow in Michigan going right into Detroit, snow flurries. And, again, the winter storm warning north of there, all the way up to the peninsula. And then coming east out of Indiana, you'll have snow flurries in the western part of Ohio. Then you'll have a mixture going towards the Pennsylvania line of Erie, Pennsylvania, which will be rain, sleet, freezing rain, and possibly some snow mixed in as the temperatures drop towards daylight. Now, in the western part of Pennsylvania, and certainly in the mountains over towards Snowshoe, you've got snow flurries tonight. You've got snow flurries in western New York from Ripley all the way to Buffalo, almost all the way to Rochester. But then east of Rochester, down U.S. 15, down into Pennsylvania, all the way down into the mountains of Maryland and the whole eastern side of Pennsylvania. And from Poughkeepsie north, you have a winter storm warning for New York and the normal areas where they get it. They're going to get a lot of it. Also in Vermont, in New Hampshire, and now all of Maine is in a winter storm warning, and about half of Massachusetts, north of the Massachusetts Turnpike, looks like it's in a storm warning area too. There will be snow flurries down below it. And even Long Island, New York City may be getting some snow flurries tonight. And snow flurries will continue coming down into Virginia, I-81, I-83. And rain will persist in the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, the southern part of Ohio. And we'll also see rain in Kentucky. We'll also see rain and fog in parts of Tennessee, and we've got a very large swath of fog right now since the last hour that's developed from the Tallahassee area, goes up into Georgia, and then kind of follows I-75 all the way to Atlanta. You're going to have quite a bit of fog, patchy, heavy fog, and that fog will continue over to the east from Brunswick up to Savannah on I-95. And then we also have quite a bit of fog across about half of South Carolina. Certainly all of I-95 in South Carolina, you'll be driving in fog all the way up to the North Carolina line. And then it goes into about as far as Lumberton by the looks of it right here. But Greenville, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, you'll have fog tonight. So be careful. Patchy areas of fog along I-75 and I-95 here in Florida. And then in the panhandle across from about Tallahassee and north to the Georgia line and all the way across I-10 to Houston, you will have fog, dense fog in some areas, certainly patchy fog in others. And that fog will continue down around to the Mexican border along the Gulf. Now looking out to California, We've got snow flurries in California. We've got winter storm advisories for the mountains all across through there. Reno, looks like as if you're getting ready to have another dose of winter up on top, Donner and Lake Tahoe and Reno. So be careful out there. And snow flurries to the east and snow flurries in Oregon and more snow flurries around Seattle. And it looks like as if we have a winter storm warning now that's been posted for Seattle again after they had the snow they did. Certainly eastern Washington State, Snoqualmie, over into Idaho, up across Coeur d'Alene, over across 4th of July, into Montana, a winter storm warning, and that goes all the way down to Boise, Idaho. So be careful. All right, and don't forget, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with their four dealerships, Moss Family Automotive. Remember, you serve, you save, and always tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, the new vehicle you're looking at. All right, Denise Simon is here with us from FoundersCode.com. So you didn't see the president's speech?
No.
It was a good one. It was another really good speech. I'm telling you, the speechwriter that he's got is on a roll.
Good.
Yep.
Good, good.
He hit all the points, and he didn't get into too much about whatever this arrangement is that's been reached with Congress, because we don't know for sure, and all we can do is speculate on what we're hearing, what we're being told. But I've heard two different versions and dollar amounts of what goes for the border security and the border wall, so I don't know which one it is, the $1.3 or the $1.8 billion, and I don't know if they did anything about the beds they were talking about with the detainees. I've heard one says yes and one says no, so I don't know. I just don't know what to say there.
It is $1.37 billion. It is not money for the wall, because there's money already there.
Yep.
So it's like you go spend what you got now first. It's for 55 miles of additional barriers, mostly in the Rio Grande Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats did back off on the quota for the beds.
Mm-hmm.
It actually grew to 49,057 beds,
mm-hmm,
with some flexibility up to 52,000,
mm-hmm,
but they do want a cap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is in principle. This, mm-hmm, is not an agreement.
Nope.
This is all in pencil. And so the staffers, again, they're the ones that are working out the details. And it has to be done by Friday. So we shall see if... Now, Trump was advised of this before his speech.
Yeah, and he didn't dwell on it. And by the way, we were advised that Nancy Pelosi signed off on it, but I can't verify that either.
Correct.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk more about whatever this agreement is, this tentative agreement. And then we got a lot more stuff to talk about, including the president's record high. He hit a record high, 23-month high. Way to go, Mr. President. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.